This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts is negotiating an end to its contract with the Canadian vendor that built the state's flawed health insurance website. But the state does not plan to build a new site from scratch, as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The website that was supposed to offer one-stop health insurance shopping for anyone in Massachusetts has a few steps that work, but many that don't function at all. Sarah Islin, a special assistant to Governor Patrick, has been working with a team of outside contractors to determine if the website built by vendor CGI can be fixed.
That assessment made clear that based on past performance and our current needs, parting ways with CGI is the right course for the Commonwealth moving forward.
It absolutely should have been done earlier.
Erica Baer, a self-employed consultant in Waltham, sums up the sentiment of many people who tried to use the website. Baer says she spent 20 to 30 hours trying to buy health insurance in December. Last week, with her current plan about to expire, she bypassed the website and called the state's Health Insurance Connector call center.
It was like night and day at the call center. Instead of being put on hold for hours with a repetitive message, someone picked up the phone immediately. So as far as I know, I think I almost have health insurance.
The State Health Connector reported significant progress at a meeting this morning in reducing wait times at its call center and clearing up a backlog of paper applications. But what to do with the website is still a big problem. Islin says the state may look for a new vendor that would build off parts of the CGI site that are functioning. Or the state may buy website elements from the federal government or other states. But Islin cautions that buying elements from other states would be difficult because Massachusetts has many unique insurance rules.
It sounds easier than it is. And so our assessment will be really stacking up, using lots of criteria, including can it get us to where we need to be in the fall? What will it cost? What are the risks? We'll be lining those up against each other.
The state is scrambling to keep everyone who has insurance covered while it fixes the website. The Connector has been adding people to a temporary coverage plan that now has 84,000 members. And the state keeps giving extensions to more than 100,000 people who were on subsidized coverage last year. Jeff Friedner applied back in October to have his coverage extended.
I've never heard anything about my application going through. I mean, as far as I know, it hasn't. So after June 30th, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Friedner and others will likely see their current coverage extended again. The Connector does not expect to have a new website up and running before October 1st, and even that's an ambitious target. The state does not know yet how much it will cost to correct problems with the current site. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.